right, here we are with our good friend, Coral Reefer.
Hi, and hello.
It is Stony Sunday.
Happy Stony Sunday!
Yay! We are so happy here at Seattle Hemp Fest. Of course, Coral Reefer Stony Sunday's replays here on 420 Radio. I think four times throughout the week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but you can
and
get the whole...
But
you can get the whole website at...
StonySunday.com. There's like 145 episodes
now. Wow, 145.
Yeah.
That's the thing about doing this. I was just on a panel about cannabis and social media, and we've been on a few of these panels. And the number one thing we keep talking about is just keep doing it.
Yeah, consistency. Even if you think no one's watching, just make something you're proud of and keep going.
Yeah, eventually they watch. And if you need them to watch some more, email us. We'll help you. We'll tell you how this
works. Yeah, there's like a whole new crop of bloggers and people that are posting on all the different social networks. Yeah. People are feeling more empowered. It's awesome.
Yeah, and you reach a big, big audience. I mean, I'm sure you get people worldwide that are writing.
Today, during Sony Sunday Live, there was Switzerland and Norway. And I was like, I want to come.
That's
Cape Town, South Africa too.
I get a lot from the Scandinavian countries too.
Yeah.
What's up with Norway and Switzerland?
What about Australia for you?
New Zealand is the big one. Big out New Zealand. We love you, New Zealand. But I thought since it was Sunday and since it was Hemp Fest and since we're legal here, we could enjoy. This is the official Oil Slick Happy Daddy 420 Radio handmade bong of Hemp Fest with some Blue City Diesel. You like Blue City Diesel?
I don't think I've had it.
All right, well, you
adding
will now.
To the strain list.
And so, ladies first, we'll let you take
you.
The first Sir Noel Binger.
Oh, thank you. No Hempwick.
Okay. No Hempwick. I've got one on the pipe over there. There we go. Represent.
Blue City Diesel?
Blue City Diesel.
I like it.
I don't know. Brian, what do we know about Blue City Diesel?
It's got a really skunky flavor. I think it's a cross off the New York Diesel. I'm not positive.
I love the sticker on the bong. I do bong jewelry on mine, too.
Bong jewelry, do you bedazzle the bong?
I have. It's been done. And then bracelets as well. They're removable.
What about bong underwear?
Bong?
Oh, yeah, mine actually has seasonal outfits. Mine has, like, there's a tie, a Christmas outfit, a Hawaiian shirt.
You people think we're joking, but you see what the market is on dog clothing?
It's true.
So, yeah. Bong clothing can't be that far
away. It's a real
away.
Thing.
The one with the tie is a business model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's when you're feeling, you know...
So what do you think about, you know, you've been doing a few of these events now where you're getting onto these panels just from being a video blogger. I mean, does that feel intimidating? Does it feel liberating?
It feels really exciting that I think it's the audiences speaking to the people that are putting on the events. Like, the people running the events don't always know what everyone's paying attention to, and I feel really connected to my audience, and so I feel like it's a really great opportunity to see them in person and live, and it's going to keep happening. They keep asking for people they want to see at these panels. They keep asking for radio hosts and YouTubers and people that maybe the event promoters aren't thinking of right away. We're not rock stars. We're not these crazy celebrities, you know, but we have a lot to say, and we've been in the industry. It's been really amazing.
And for people out there that are in, you know, Texas, Tennessee, you know, places where it's a little less free, they kind of get a vicarious thrill out of, oh man, that's so cool you're able to do that.
Yeah, they're not able to really speak their truth about cannabis as freely, so I think it's really empowering to see people that can, and they want it to keep happening. So we have to keep supporting events like this that not just have like booths and food and things to buy, but also have the speaking engagements and opportunities to learn.
Yeah, if you come to one of these events, almost all of them have some sort of panels that are going on where you can feed your head. And you should do that.
You might have to look for it. It might be like inside and around the corner. So look for it and find it and definitely get out of the sun and enjoy some shade.
And maybe have 45 minutes go by without smoking weed.
Well, I don't like that at all.
But hey, get yourself educated, because that's the way we win this thing. That's why it's legal here in Seattle. That's why it's legal here in Washington. Is enough people knew that it was safer than alcohol, knew that it was stupid to lock people up, knew that we were wasting money. And that happened because you and me and a whole bunch of people kept saying it over and over.
It's true. We got people in their own home states to talk about it, to ask their neighbors and their bosses and their friends, like, do you really think this should be illegal? Like, what are you going to vote on it? And get the conversation started. I think it's Bianca Barnhill starting with the Spark the Conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that campaign.
Yes. Bianca.
Yeah, that's really good.
A lot of good people working on this. Just check the internet. Check 420radio.org. We are the Whitman sampler of cannabis community radio. We got shows from all over. Here's some notes.
Hi.
Oh, go right ahead. Fire!
Hold on.
With the Casher, we got the Casher on there. Love the Casher.
Love the Casher.
That's what you like that about Coral. She's not a weed snob either. She'll clear the bowl. She'll play the ball. She's all right with that.
Is that Coral?
Hell no, yeah.
Holy crap. They're stalking you.
Happy Stony Sunday. We're going to load
another
one.
They want the goodie bags.
We'll load another one here and have some fun. Turn on some music. Check out Stony Sundays on stonysundays.com and on 420radio.org. And we'll see you on the inner tubes.
Hell yeah. Thank you, guys.
Peace out.
See you.